Welcome to the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast, where we feature physicians who are redefining the practice of medicine and changing the experience we have as doctors in medicine. We all know the system is broken, but we've decided not to complain about it anymore. We're out to fix it. I'm Dr. Una, your host. I'm a pediatrician and serial entrepreneur, but my passion is helping physicians create the freedom to live life and practice medicine on their terms. This is not just a podcast, it's a movement of change, and I invite you to be a part of it. Let's jump right in. Well, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast. You are in for a treat because I have the most amazing, her name is Dr. Kimberly Reynolds. And I just told her, I was like, I don't know who that is because I call her Dr. Kimmy and that's what she is on social media. But she is the high ticket doc. And we're going to be talking about high ticket. We're going to be talking about selling. We're going to be talking about money, like all these things that are very foreign in the medical world. And at the end of this conversation, you're going to normalize it. And this is going to be great. So Dr. Kimmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Una. I am so excited to be here.
I'm excited you're here. Okay, so we're going to start off with this. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. It's fabulous enough that I don't think I can capture it all. So I'll let you do it. I'll let you do it yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Dr. Kimmy, and I am a double board certified pediatric hospitalist. I'm a wife. I'm a mom of two. My son is Israel. He's 11. My daughter is Sila, and she is 5. And I literally just came back from her holiday show. And I'm like, how do I have a 5-year-old in a holiday show? But anyway, I'm a mom and I am a coach. I call myself the high ticket doc. So I help women doctors develop and confidently sell high ticket, high impact coaching programs and reach their first 6 figures. And I just really love what I do because it really is born out of my story and some of the struggles and challenges I've had over the years. And I'm just all about selling. I think selling is transformation. I think selling is coaching. Coaching is selling. And I just feel like it doesn't have to be icky or sticky or gross. Like it could be amazing and wonderful. And so I'm here to normalize money sales for women doctors, especially Black women doctors.
Okay, so you know that I just have to, we're just going to start from here because you just came out the gate, like, let me put it all out there.
Let's
so when you talk about loving selling, right? So selling in the average conversation with people is something that's icky, it's yucky, it's used car salesman-y, it's unprofessional. I mean, you're a whole physician, like what in the world selling, right? So talk to me about that. Like, how can you possibly love something like that?
So I thought all of those things, Dr. Una. I thought selling was gross. I thought it was just, I wanted to be a doctor and I wanted to be a pediatrician because I wanted to help people and I wanted to be able to make an income and make a living, but I wanted to be separated from all of that. I remember in college, I would walk by the business school and I would just kind of turn up my nose like, those business people, what are they doing? They're horrible. Like I really thought that like businesses were like the downfall of humanity. And it wasn't until 2016, 2017, when my mother, my mom was a single mom. She became ill and eventually passed away. And that year and a half was the worst period of my life. I was pregnant with my daughter and had a newborn during that time. So I'm like breastfeeding. I'm trying to, you know, be at the hospital with my mom. I'm the only doctor in the family, like so many of us are. And I'm struggling, Dr. Una. I could not even get out of bed every day. I woke up every day feeling like a failure. I'm walking around the halls of my hospital feeling like just a warm body in a white coat, just like just a shell of myself. And so when she passed away, I'll never forget it. I'm sitting in her living room, going through her things, trying to decide what to keep and what to throw away. And I found a handwritten. So my mother had written a manuscript, a book by hand, more than 20 years prior and didn't tell anyone about it. Wow. Never published it, never told anyone. So I'm sitting there that day with like the contents of my mom's hopes and dreams, like in my hands, with tears streaming down my face, feeling like someone had punched me in the gut. And I made a decision that day that I was no longer going to live this life. Like I was going to walk fully, fully, fully in my purpose. And so I didn't know what that meant, but my mom was entrepreneurial. Like she was a pediatric nurse, and she was always trying to start a business. Like she was always, you know, trying to write this book, trying to start a business. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I started a business in her honor? But like, how do you start a business when you think selling is gross? Right? So like everything I did just didn't work. Like I started off with like an MLM company. The MLM is fine. It was me. I didn't believe in the products, so I didn't sell them. I sold zero, Dr. Una. I bought all these products. They're still in my garage. Then I decided, I was like, well, you know, I want to go into beauty, right? So I started off in skincare, like, let's do beauty. I started selling bundles, like hair weaves from China. It was a whole situation, right? That didn't work out because I didn't believe in it. Like, I don't even wear them, right? And at this time, I actually started a blog where I was just like journaling what it was like to be a physician, a professor, a wife, and a mom. And I noticed when I started talking about my struggles with imposter syndrome, with procrastination, like people's ears were perking up and they were like, huh, this is interesting. Like, tell me more. How did you get through this? Because I had completely changed my life by that point. And I realized much later, but I realized that the first step, like what I did to become someone who's able to sell high ticket programs, is I first sold myself on me. I sold myself on myself. You cannot, like, sales is an inside job. I say that all the time. You cannot sell anything if you're not sold on you. Uh-huh. If you are not sold on yourself, if you like our patients, like doctors, we sell every day. We sell
every single day. Every single day. Yeah.
But what we don't even recognize is like before we could even sell ourselves to the admissions committee, sell ourselves to the residency selection committee, sell ourselves to the people who are writing our letters of recommendation, we were sold on us. We all know people who were in college with us. They were like, look to your left, look to your right. These people aren't going to be. They dropped off. They were pre-med. They wanted to be a doctor, but they weren't fully sold. You were fully sold, Dr. Una. I was fully sold. There was nothing that anyone was going to say that was going to shake us. We were sold. We sold ourselves on ourselves first, and then we sold ourselves to the admissions committee, to the selection committee, et cetera. So what I did during that period of time where I developed these systems and processes to overcome my imposter syndrome, overcome my procrastination, what I realized much later is that I was selling myself on me. And that's always a foundation. That's like step number one. You sell yourself on yourself first. Like I had to start trusting myself. I had to start showing up for myself, keeping my promises to myself. I used to snooze my life away, Dr. Una. I was just a snoozing mess. Like, set my alarms meant nothing to me. I would just turn it off. Like, I'm going back to bed. I had to realize that, like, I was breaking a promise to myself. The first promise I made to myself every morning, I would break it every single day. I stopped doing that. I started keeping that first morning promise to myself. And it's like my life completely changed. And then I noticed when I started my coaching business, it looked very different back then, but because I was sold on me, then I was able to sell people on the transformation that I had been through. So initially I was helping women overcome procrastination. The goal was always to help them start their business, but I really focused on like the procrastination part because that was what was standing in their way. But it was like, I had to get sold on me. Then I had to get sold on my transformation. I turned my story, turn it into a podcast and turn it into a framework. But I was sold on that transformation. I turned that, my story, into my intellectual property. And then that's what I sold to my people. So it's like three steps. You sell yourself on yourself, then you sell yourself on your transformation. What is your story? What have you been through? We've all been through something we take for granted, some way we changed our lives that someone else is looking on and they're like in awe. And we're just like, what, that thing? No, right? Like, that's the thing. That's the thing that you monetize when we say monetize your mind. It's that, right? You sell yourself on that and then you sell that to people. And even then, even when you're selling to people, that's an inside job. High level sales psychology is like sales is inside of you. So anyway, I could really talk about this all day, but let me stop. But like, that's basically my story. And like,
I was like, I'm going to have to interrupt you because these are gems. I want to make sure nobody missed them, yes. You know, but there are a few things I do want to point out. And, you know, first is the thing about you posting about what your struggles were. and people identifying with that and saying, okay, how did you overcome that? I just wanted to point that out because people don't realize how powerful our vulnerability is, right? So we would like to put up a highlight reel. Nobody cares about a highlight reel because it doesn't let them know they can do it too. But when you put that vulnerability, like I dealt with imposter syndrome and this is what it was like, people find themselves in that and they're like, okay, wait a minute. So how did you get out of it? It is such a strong selling point. And it doesn't mean you're telling all crap. You're just saying, this is what my struggle was and this is where I am now. It's like a before and after picture, but with words. We need the before too, right? Imagine someone just showing after pictures. It doesn't have impact.
Look at me. I'm so great. Like, right? No.
They want all of it. And so I just wanted to pull that out because you're like, that's when, you know, people started responding to me. And that is just so powerful. And the thought about, you know, this I wrote down, I thought business was the downfall of humanity.
I did.
I wrote that down because I'm like, that is so good. And I can't tell you how many times I was speaking at a conference and someone there was like, I don't feel it's morally right for me to start a business because business is what destroyed medicine. I'm like, oh no, this is how we take it back. No, you know what I mean? But that's a thought. And the problem with that thought is you can never build a successful business if you think business is the downfall of humanity, right? Because nobody wants to do something that's not congruent with their values and stuff like that. And then sales being an inside job, being sold on you. So, you know, we're going to continue along that line. So someone is listening is like, being sold on me. I am not sold on me. Like, so good for Dr. Kimmy. So she sold on herself. Like, where do I even start from to get sold on me? Because I have a program. I don't think it's any good. I've thought of starting a business. I don't think I'm any good. Like, I don't think I'm the kind of person who can do that. How do they get sold on themselves?
Yeah. So I will say for me, what was really helpful was to, first of all, recognize it. I think it's okay. If you're listening to this and you're like, wait, I don't think I'm sold on me. I'm trying to sell stuff, but like, I don't really know about this whole sold on me thing. I'm really happy for you because this is the first step, is to like, just see it and recognize that, like, I don't think I'm there, right? Because a lot of times, like, if you can gloss over that part and look at other people having success and, well, this person's doing this and that, how come I'm not able to achieve? Well, again, sales is an inside job. So I want you to just like pause for a second and just sit and think and write. I have a journal where I literally could pull them out right now. I'm also like addicted to journals and planners and stuff, but stationary. But like, I would like get a journal and I would just write. And I, you know, I had so much negative self-talk in my mind, Dr. Una. So the first thing, if I could give your listeners, one of the things that I did was I would take that negative self-talk and I would put it on trial. So I call it putting your cave woman. I call your cave woman your unconscious mind. You know, that part of you, that inside voice, she's a hater and she's like, you can't do this. You're going to fail, blah, blah, blah. Right? Yeah. I call her your cave woman because she just—
Mine has a name.
Oh, what's her name?
I named her. Her name is Vicky. She's vicious and she's crazy. I don't listen to her. She's nuts.
Yes. We all have a Vicky. Mine, I haven't given her a name. I don't want to like justify her enough. So I'm just like, you're my cave woman. You go sit in the back seat. Like, you don't get to drive the car anymore. But she was driving for a long time. But like all those things she used to say to me, I would take those things and I would put them on paper. There's something very powerful about writing down all that negative self-talk from your head, like getting it on paper, because what happens is when you see it, you're like, wait, that's not true. Is this true? What's the evidence for this? Like, I would put those thoughts on trial and I would say, what's the evidence that this is true? I'm a horrible person. Am I a horrible person? I do some pretty amazing things. I don't think I'm horrible. So I would actually put those thoughts on trial. I could pull out the journals where I spent hours doing this. It's like over time, what would happen is rather than having to do it on paper, I started doing it in my head. Right. So like I would have the thought and then like the cave woman, she started talking and then like the rational me would be like, no, that's not true. Right. And it was just practice. That's the first thing that I did to be able to just, you know, get sold on me. Like, actually, I'm a pretty amazing person who survived a lot in her life. Like, I'm not horrible. Right. That's the first thing. The second thing, I already kind of alluded to it, but I started trusting myself. I had to build trust. So imagine you have a friend who, like, every day she's like, I'm gonna come pick you up at 10 a.m. to take you somewhere. And every day at 9:55, you're standing out there and you're waiting. You have your bag in your hand and she doesn't show up. Like, by the third day, you're like, this ain't no, you ain't coming for me. By the sixth day, you're like, are we even friends? Like, why do you keep telling me you're coming? That's what I would do to myself. I would promise myself, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. and I'm going to go for a walk. And without fail, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So I had to start keeping promises to myself to rebuild that trust in me. So just a very small thing, like, I got rid of the snooze button. I talk about it all the time. Like, that was the first thing. I just said, when my alarm goes off, I would say, I can do hard things, and I would get out of bed. And it was really hard getting out of bed, but over time, slowly, and it took me like a while because I didn't have a coach like myself helping me. Like, I help my clients do this now, but like, it was just me, right? So like, but slowly over time, I started rebuilding that trust in myself. So now I don't have that negative self-talk. Now I'm keeping my promises to myself. Now I'm sitting down to do the hard things, the things I used to procrastinate on and push to the side. And I'm like, wait, but I can do hard things. I do hard things every day. I wake up every day and I keep my promises. So then I start doing the things I say I'm going to do, right? And then I just internally built that self-trust. And I teach my clients to do this. And that's really the first step in the foundation. Like, we're not even going to talk about your program, what you're going to sell, who you're going to sell it to, until we get sold on us first. So that would just be like some practical steps for your community that you can really start with.
Now, that is super, super powerful. And now for a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast is sponsored by the EntreMD Business School. We didn't get any business education during our medical training, and this school fixes that. It is the only school of its kind that helps physicians become thriving entrepreneurs who make money, have impact, and have time for the things that matter. You will get the coaching, accountability, and community you need to be successful. To find out more and to save your spot, go to EntreMDBusinessSchool.com. And now for the rest of the episode. You know, the things you talk about, right? This is the issue, okay? The issue is that they're simple, right?
Yes.
They're simple to do, which makes them also simple, easy not to do, right? Like, can somebody really say, let me do a download and see all these, this negative, like, let me examine my mind the same way I examine patients, the same way I examine, you know what I mean? Let me examine my mind and see what exactly is going there. Let me put it on paper. Let me put it on trial. Is that complicated? Like, oh, I can't do that. I mean, we memorize the Krebs cycle. Of course we can do that, right?
Yes.
And you would think, like, there are multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars at the mercy of this process, simple as it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's this massive transformation on the other side of the process. Same with keeping your, like, when you talk about keeping your promises to yourself, you weren't even saying, I promise myself I'll build a $1 million business and I'm going to do it. Your promise is like, I'm going to get rid of the snooze button. Like,
yeah, how complicated,
you know what I mean? I'm going to wake up, say I can do hard things and face my day. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I know when I first started off, I thought that the things that would make me successful were very complicated, out of my reach kind of things. And the truth of the matter is that the things that will make you successful are simple. They may not necessarily be super easy, but they're simple. And we're physicians, which means we've done a lot of hard things. It was hard to get into a good school for pre-med. It was hard to get into medical school. It was hard to get into residency. Those hours were hard. The textbooks we had to read, they were hard. Having to run codes, that is hard. This is not as hard. It's simple, but we have to do it. You know, so I just said that because I was, you know, oh, is this difficult thing? It's not. It's not. It just has to be done, you know?
Yeah. And I think sometimes here's the thing, what I notice with doctors, like, sometimes if it's simple, we second guess it. We're like, why is this so simple? What am I missing?
Yeah.
I've got to be missing something. I'm like, actually, no, if you really just do those things, you'll be sold on you. And that's the first step to selling your thing to others. And people are just like, but like, it cannot be that simple. We're so used to the scut work and like being at the bottom and like crawling grasping our way to the top. Like we're at med school and then we're at a resident, but we're an intern, right? And then we become a senior resident, but then we're a first year fellow. And then we become an attendee, but we're a junior faculty. So it's like, we're used to starting at the bottom and it being this fight. And I'm saying, right, like actually it can be really simple. You can do it with ease and grace. And people are like, something's missing.
No. The algorithm is missing. The complicated algorithm. Yeah.
Yes. And I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was me. So I'm not even trying to make fun of anybody. Exactly. It just is what it is, you know. And to be honest, this year, so 2021 at the time of this recording, was the year where my words for the year were simplify and maximize. Mm. And over the last 11 months, the discovery I made is that the simpler it is, the bigger it gets. The simpler it is, the more successful it gets. The simpler it is. I kept hustling towards simple, if that makes sense, right? Like the hard work towards simple. And the simpler it got, I was like, oh my goodness. So for the next 12 months, my commitment is, how do I simplify this even further? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that so everybody can listen to you and embrace the simplicity. This podcast episode can literally change your life and change your business with just those two action steps, you know? So that's really so wild. So thank you for sharing that. I love it. So tell me, what do you think? Because I have my own thoughts about this, but why do you think for doctors, I think it's harder for us than the general population to sell. What do you think sets us up for that?
Well, I think it's a few things. I think that it is true that in med school, we're not taught that we are selling. We are, but we're not, that word isn't used, right? So when we are sitting with a patient, they're telling us symptoms. We, in our mind, are figuring out and formulating the differential diagnosis. We are doing the examination, and then we put together an assessment and a plan. And then we tell the patient that plan. That is literally sales, like period. Like that is sales, but nobody is using that word. And what I think is that, like, you can do that exact same thing for your community, right? Like your community, they're out here, they have all, like, sales is really just shifting beliefs. That's it. That's really all sales is. So they're out there and they have these misconceptions, these beliefs. They think, like for my community, they think starting a coaching business is hard, selling is hard, I could never do something. And I come along and I'm like, actually, you can do it. It can be very simple. Here are the steps. You sell yourself on yourself. You sell yourself on your transformational process and promise. And then you sell that promise to others. And then people are just like, wait, what? Right? Like that's sales too. But we've been doing that. We've been doing that since we were in med school. So I think the fact that the word selling isn't used, and there's also this separation. We don't see how the work that we do, like the money that is directly generated from that. You see it somewhat if you're like in private practice, but like for me, I worked in academics, like the C-suite is over there and I'm here at the bedside, right? Yeah. And we pride ourselves in that, right? Like I'm just here to see patients. I'm just here to, and we're separated from that money stuff that's happening. And a lot of the people who do work in the C-suite of these corporate entities, i.e. hospitals, they are thinking about the bottom line. And sometimes there is that like disconnect between what we're doing and what they're doing. And so there's just a lot of misunderstanding. But when you're a doctor, your work, like if your salary is $300,000, you generated $300,000. Now you really generated way more than that, but we just get this like deposit in our bank account and we're just like, okay, well, I did work and then there's money in my bank account. It's like, no, you made that money. You made that money.
It's magic.
Right. It's like, it's magic. It just appeared.
Yeah. You just go in, you see patients, you look in your bank account, there's money. It's magic. I think that's one of the greatest disservices. I don't think it was intentional or anything, but I think that's what deceives us the most. Like I only focus on the patients. And for some reason it works. Like money shows up in your bank account. In my Facebook group, my general Facebook group, one of the questions I ask is, you know, what's your biggest challenge in your business right now? And people are like, I just want to know how to attract clients without marketing and sales, right? More magic. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to get a Nobel Peace Prize if you figure that out. I don't know what it is.
Why do we even want to do that? Why do we want to attract clients without sales when sales is the first step in the transformation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sales is the first step. Like if you get someone to buy into their transformation, they now have enough skin in the game that they are going to be able to, like, nothing, even Jesus Christ, like maybe not everyone is a Christian and that's fine. I'm not making this like a religious argument, but like even Jesus Christ, like he came to die for our sins. It had to be a transaction. There had to be a transaction, like for everything. Any transformation requires transaction. Like,
yeah, period, period. I actually had a friend who wanted to start a business and I decided to help her, right? I was not coaching her. I was just going to help her. And later on, I apologized to her. I was like, I'm so sorry because I robbed you of transformation. So because there was no transaction, everything I said was like, oh, that's a great suggestion. Oh, I'll think about that, you know, whenever I come back from vacation or whatever. So I'm looking at all the people who pay top dollar to work with me and their lives are being changed dramatically over a short period of time. And then for her, it's just like, yeah, I don't know why this is not working. I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I will never, and I don't do that. When people are like,
yes,
give me a discount for this, you know, do this for free. Like, can I do it for free? Yes. What I do is like my calling in life. I could do it for free. The problem is if I want to help people, I can't.
Yes.
I just can't. So yeah, the transformation is in the transaction. Like you help people by charging them. It's the weirdest thing. We're doctors, right? So which means if we had a way of doing this without having to charge people and without having to make money and all that, we would do it. We will 100%. Do it, right? The problem is it doesn't work. Try all you want, it doesn't work, you know?
If but, you care about your people, you will charge them.
You will charge them. I agree. Like 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, whatever. They just want to make money. But oh no, I've experienced it because I've tried. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Well, as you can see, this conversation can easily go on for another 2 hours because this is so much fun. But I want you to tell people where they can find you, right? Because you have a podcast, you have this, you have all, like, tell them all the things. Where can they find you?
So you can find really everything on thehighticketdoc.com. From there, you can join my free Facebook group where I do masterclasses and we talk about selling and sales and all of the things. And it's so much fun. You can find my podcast on there, or you can search in any podcast player for the High Ticket Doc podcast. On Instagram, my name is Dr. Kimmy. So Dr. Kimmy _. So you'll find me there. But like everything, you can basically just go to thehighticketdoc.com and just like have fun.
And have fun. I love it. Now, one of the things I say about the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast is like, you know, this is not just a podcast. It's a movement. That's what it is. A movement of doctors who are like, no, we're not stuck in the system. No, we're not subject to what's going on now. Yes, this may look like a really bad time for physicians, but it's the best of times because we're going to become better versions of ourselves. We're going to practice in different ways. And so I say, listen, you have to share the episode. You can't just listen to this and walk away. So for this episode, why would you tell them like this is the reason why you must absolutely 100% share this episode?
So here's the thing. I believe doctors, we are the salt of the earth, period. I truly believe that. Like we are the salt of the earth. I could go on all day. We're a city on a hill. Like to get from where we were to where we are now, like the general public, they don't really know, but we know, right? Like we are the most amazing, compassionate, benevolent human beings. And we would literally give the shirt off our back to help our people and to help our patients. And so imagine if all of us as doctors took our expertise, our knowledge, our stories. And yeah, we continued serving patients, but we also decided to build our own table. We also decided to write our own blank check, right? And to really serve in this way. Like how amazing, how much transformation would we be able to infuse into the world? I just am all for all of us as doctors looking at the way that we can uniquely serve people. And then we all have something. And so I think we should share this podcast, share all of Dr. Una's podcasts, but this particular one, so we can all get sold on us, so that we can start selling, right? And monetizing our mind and making a lot of money and a lot of impact and just like normalizing that. And that's okay. Like, let's let all the doctors make all the money. The world will be a better place.
So. Yeah, because we know what to do with it. Right? Yes. I love it. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on and thank you for sharing all these things and not holding anything back. This is like so good. And for everyone listening, you heard it, you go share it, be part of the movement, go get sold on yourself, go tell Cavewoman you are on trial and, you know, get her out of your mind.
Yes.
And I will see you on the next episode of the Doctors Changing Medicine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now, this is too good for you to keep to yourself. So I want you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Number two, share this episode with all the doctors in your life. Number three, share it on social media. Until next time, remember, you are a huge part of a movement changing medicine, one podcast episode at a time.